Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The excellent Nikki Jabala covers the Commanders for The Athletic, joins us now. Nikki, Commanders-Bears feels like a budding fan rivalry here. You've got the top two picks in the draft that were always going to be linked. Ben Johnson was obviously a flirtation of Washington's before they hired Dan Quinn. They've played four straight seasons. In a non-division sense, is this becoming something a little more than a normal game or no?
I don't know if it's a little more than a normal game. I think it's more the fact that they play each other almost every season anymore. What has this been, like four straight seasons? They've played the Bears, the last two at home, the other two on the road. But I think the Hail Mary certainly added some spice to it.
Did they fix the defense, or was this a nice week against the Chargers?
I don't know that they fixed it. I think they still know the things they got to clean up. There's still a number of missed tackles early on. But I feel like this last game showed that they can adjust on the fly and they can overcome some of the early mistakes and still win and still play quite well. Now, if only they could start faster and not have those early mistakes, they'd be pretty dominant, I would think.
Statistically, they've done a really good job rushing the quarterback. I think they're now 6 sacks per pass attempt. Pressure rate's pretty high. What do you make of how they've dialed up pressures after not really making splash acquisitions with edge rushers, you know, in the offseason until getting Vaughn really late?
Yeah, and I think Quinn has said this too. I think it starts with their inside guys. I think Daron Payne is playing at a really high level, and he has been since the start of training camp. I think the pressure they're getting inside has kind of created opportunities for guys on the edge, which is what we're seeing Dorrance Armstrong have. You know, he's working on a career year. He already has, what, 5 sacks? And I think another season for him, though, he's with, you know, he's been with various coaches at different stops. You're starting to see him get more comfortable, and he has the versatility to play multiple spots on the line. I feel like that group is really coming together, and, you know, if Frankie Louvu could get more on the quarterback, I think that would take him to another level, but you're starting to see it come together.
What can you tell us about Terry McLaurin?
He was not on the practice field today. They won't put out a practice report because it's a Monday night game, so everything gets pushed back a day. But he wasn't out there. Doesn't mean he won't play. But at this point, you know, there's no new update. Noah Brown was back out there, which was good to see. I want to believe that he'll play in this game. Otherwise, why wouldn't they have put him on IR? This will be the fourth game. But still nothing yet on Terry and where he stands.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, if he doesn't, then it feels like it was, you know, maybe a bit of a miscalculation or it lasted longer than they thought. But to that point, should I feel like my assessment earlier was I can't have my antenna go up or be nervous about him not playing yet because this is like an extra bonus practice in a way where we add in the calendar. Is that about right? Like tomorrow is interesting, the day after is telling. How would you kind of define
that? That's how I feel.
Yeah,
I feel the same as you. This was sort of a bonus day. You know, it would have instilled more confidence had he been on the field, but I don't want to read too much into it until, you know, we get farther in the week and closer to the game.
What did you see from Jaden Daniels on Sunday? Felt like before the end of the game, he had really found his form.
Yeah, to me, he looked more like quintessential Jaden, doing all the things he normally was, like in the first couple of games. And again, the sample size is small, given that he's only started 2 other games this season. It didn't feel like he was showing the full breadth of what he can do and what made him so great as a rookie. you know, from the running, the deep passing. You just didn't see a lot of that. And you saw a lot of that on Sunday. And I thought he just played really smart. You know, he wasn't afraid to throw it away when necessary. He slid. He got down when he needed to. So I just thought it was a really solid, complete game from him. And that's kind of what was missing early on. And it was nice to see that come back.
What do you make of Zach Ertz not getting any catches? And all of a sudden his production has slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of had the same thought of, you know, when is he going to get involved more? But I think that is just sort of also the flow of the game, you know, relying heavy on the run game. And sometimes it's just not there. That one target to him deep in their own territory where he, I would say it was a drop, that could have cost them significantly if it weren't for that special teams penalty on Trussway. I'm sure he wanted that one back. But yeah, you'd like to see him get involved more for sure. I mean, that's always been a favorite target of Jaden, but you know, he was building a connection with so many others like Luke McCaffrey. That was a huge throw, in that game. So, but yeah, you would think they would want to get Zach involved more.
Nikki Javala, senior writer at Washington Commanders with The Athletic. You can read her piece on Jaden Daniels and the sixth place she highlighted from the Chargers. What are you working on? What can we find at The Athletic this week going into this Bears Monday Nighter?
Yeah, it might be a bigger story on one of their receivers coming into this. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that. And I think The Athletic in general will have more on a really famous 52-yard catch in the end zone that might have won him a game last year. So,
trying
to rack my brain.
Big catch. Yeah. Was Noah Brown involved? Barked twice. Yeah, exactly.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, very good. We will be reading your work in The Athletic. We'll be looking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.